good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. And to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise all across this republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this evening to another hour of The Flip Side. It is a Tuesday, I think. I've lost track. Yeah, it is, 20th of February. Well, we're but days away from seeing the beginning of my 60th year. I love it. Just another day. Who cares? Welcome to The Flip Side. You're tuned in right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Boink, boink. What's that? I just heard sounds I don't like. I don't know what they mean. Oh, well. Hey, we just keep rolling and we assume we're on. All right. I just wasn't sure what all those weird sounds were. That's all. Hey, anyway, chat room's open, folks. Come on and join us. Any chance for a Chapman special with gold? Yeah, we can always do slab gold, Jummer. One of the guys in the chat room's asking if we can ever do a Chapman special with slab gold. What's interesting is, yes, we do make slab gold, certified gold available. And if you want to give me a call after the program, 1-800-691-7898, give me an idea what you're looking for. I will make some things. Well worth your while. Anyway, the chat room is open at www.federalobserver.com. Come on over, join us, click on the chat link, and I promise you, no Anna Nicole Smith news on this program tonight, as if any of it really matters anyway. Let's take a fast look at the markets. Dow Jones Industrial was up just over 19 points today to end the session at 12,786 points. NASDAQ was up just about the same. They ended their day at 2513. S&P 500 up a little over 4 points to end the day at 1459. Over on the metals side of things, what an interesting day. Everybody tells me the prices at the gas pumps is going up locally, but we're told that oil is coming down, and because of it, gold and silver and platinum were brought right down along with it. Platinum end of the day, well, at least in the after hours, down $8 today, currently sitting at $1,210 an ounce. Silver dropped 18 cents today, currently at $13.85 an ounce. Gold at one point in time was down as much as $14 very early on in the day, all because we're told that there's both profit-taking and reverse in the cost of a barrel of oil. Ha, 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 ha. Gold ended. Gold is currently sitting at just below $660 an ounce. I was out of town for a few days, and when I got back, as many of you know, Robbie and I left early last week for some business over on the coast, and one reason or another, I came back early, and I got back, and got back Wednesday. And my wife had to go out of town on Friday for an evening trip. She's going to be back quite late. I called her while she was on the bus. She's a teacher, you know, and she went out of town for a evening function and told her when she got back to pack up, we're leaving for the coast. So I went back to the coast. Interesting things to share with you about that trip, which I will do when we return from the flip side of this commercial break. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to this February 20th edition of The Flip Side. Interesting things going on back and forth in the chat room. If you've not joined us yet, you're on the net, although I'm told we're having some difficulty with net listening tonight. I can't tell that, so that's up to you guys. www.federalobserver.com, the chat room is open. And some interesting folks in there. I got a nice happy birthday extended to me from a friend up in North Dakota. And, hey, life goes on. Anyway, let's get on to some other things. By the way, before I forget, Thursday night I will be having Bill O'Brien back on the program. If you recall, and this will probably be the eighth or ninth hour of discussion that Bill and I have had on the airwaves over the years about this issue of that I openly refer to as behind prison bars. Now, if you recall, when Bill was with us last week, we had a wide-ranging discussion of a number of things and how the prisons are being used as guinea pigs to prepare for what they intend on doing to you and I. More than just the fresh meat mentality that they have had against us for years. And Bill got back to his office Thursday night. As a matter of fact, he got off the air and had to leave for his office right away. And when he got to work, they laid upon him some new circulars. And there's some more updated information that he's going to share with us this Thursday. Some of you find the subject matter interesting, some of you do not. And maybe it's because some of you don't understand what it is he's trying to get across. What happens politically behind bars in this country today? In the prison systems of America, the federal, at the state level, etc., etc., is exactly what is going to happen in one form or another to the rest of us here in this country in the course of the next few years. One of my contributing writers, the Federal Observer, submitted a column to me, which I have not had a chance to post yet. A little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it in fact was a letter written to the leader of another nation. And maybe as the course of this week goes on, we'll, and time allows, we'll have a chance to share with you some of the commentary. Because in it, unbeknownst to this writer about the work that we talk about, what goes on behind prisons, that this writer spoke about certain types of individuals, the warring factors that go on, the gangs that are developed behind prison bars. So it's quite interesting. We're behind prison bars of another type in this country, aren't we? It becomes annoying to me that I was watching Lou Dobbs earlier, and they had some tape of Michael, oh, let's just call him what I call him, Michael Jerkoff. What is he? Is he head of Homeland Security or some darn thing up in Washington? I can't keep up with all these characters. I don't really care. I guess Chertoff is his real name. He was standing down on the border in front of a bunch of Border Patrol agents giving his 19 yards of BS about how the fences are going to make a big difference in stopping this illegal invasion of America. This guy's a real joker. A real joker. Ladies and gentlemen, fences and walls are not designed to keep people out. How many people in West Germany were chomping at the bit to get into East Germany? Not very many. It seems to me those walls were there to keep the East Germans behind those walls. And so the question, of course, arises, is the fence really being designed to keep illegal aliens from breaking into the United States of America, or is it designed to keep us in? Well, frankly, with or without a wall, I have no particular desire to go to Mexico. Not by a cruise ship, not by a four-wheel drive, and certainly not by hiking across the border in the middle of the night. Pretty interesting stuff. So when Michael Chertoff makes his little photo op opportunity today, I frankly wanted to vomit. Charles Goyette, who is a local radio talk show host here in Phoenix, talks about how the rest of the country doesn't fully understand what we are going through here in Arizona. Now, I know very few of you listening tonight live in Arizona, so you don't frankly care. Except that you should. We have Mexican military acting as the security guards for the drug cartels, ensuring that they can get across our border. On the other hand, we have a wimpy, namby-pamby, weak-suck government in America, from the federal all the way down to the states, who allow, mind you, National Guard to perform duty down near the border. They cannot carry weapons. They cannot stop. They cannot assist. They cannot arrest. They cannot detain illegals as they come across the border, 30 and 40 in a group. They cannot secure the borders of the United States of America. They are supposed to stand there as a bunch of GD observers and let these people just nonchalantly walk across with their gallons of water. It is amazing. And yet the rest of the people around the country don't seem to understand this is going on. I guess the folks up in Colorado don't care. They need somebody to shovel their driveways with snow. And the people in the Carolinas and Ohio, you know, they got to have somebody take care of their, clean the rooms in their Motel 6s. So they don't care. Gang activity from illegal aliens in the Carolinas is so horrific. Who else is coming across? Obama, yo mama. Who else is coming across the border? They may also happen to have dark skin. They may happen to dress to make themselves look like the Ramirez's and the Gonzalez's, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? If you want to accuse me of being racist, that's your problem, not mine. Something's wrong, real wrong. This is one of these nights this is not the direction I was going to go tonight. I already had a manuscript prepared, but something just struck me just before going on the air. When I see this business and I realize the sidetracking we're getting, the Libby trial, the CIA leak closure, and Chertoff, and Anna Nicole Smith. Oh, my God, Brittany got her hair shaved. Hot damn, she's checked herself back into rehab. I mean, come on. Saturday night, she goes out, she gets a tattoo, she has her head shaved. Her career's already going down the toilet. You got it, Spirit Grow, IGD care. Or maybe it's don't care. One of the guys in the chat room is pulling everybody else's strings, saying, I just gave $10,000 to Loin. L-O-I-N. Love our immigrants now. Immigrants, yes. Illegal invaders, no. Stick around. I'll be back with you in a couple minutes. As long as I'm on this topic, we're going to talk about a little bit of Charlie Daniels here tonight. Or maybe that's Jack Daniels. I don't know. One will do just as well as the other. See you in a few minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Should have seen the look on the face of the boss of the second shift when I threw my hard hat at him and suggested the box where he could stick it.
Welcome back, my friends. The flip side. Interesting, the commentary going on in the chat room. Yeah, Jammer, I got that link. I've certainly been aware of that for a long time. One of the guys in the chat room is a expatriate. He's an American who used to live in the Phoenix area, who now lives deep into the mountains of Mexico. He says, when I lived in Arizona, I cleaned my own pool, cut my own grass. I don't like the way Mexicans work. They don't have a clue on how to clean a pool. Now, that's just one of the kind of comments that come in here. And a lot of these people speaking from experience. Other people come in and talk about things that don't make a lot of sense once in a while, but this is a pretty strong group. Hippie Biker says, I cut my own damn grass. Terminus says, goats do a better job and they cost less. Cat World says he makes his wife do it. Fern, I hope you're not listening because Cat will never speak to me again. And Gringo says he was in New Orleans in December, the place is swarming with Mexicans. They're repairing roofs and cleaning up. What I don't get is why the locals don't start their own roofing companies. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. It's amazing. We've got a guy named Bob sitting down there in Streeter, Illinois, listening tonight. Bob, welcome to the program. And we attempt to always make it thought-provoking. And my buddy Tony up in Chicago tells me that you're out there tonight. So I hope you're enjoying the program. Hope it certainly gives you something to think about. I'm assuming you are also from Illinois. You check in with my good buddy Rick Biaseta. There are good people running for various offices all over this country. Those who oppose the illegal invasion of America, those who oppose these sanctuary cities such as Phoenix and Chicago, well, they're the ones that ought to get elected. But unfortunately, when you go to places like Chicago to cast a vote, you seem to still cast your vote based upon what you think the local alderman might be able to do for you personally. And that's what's wrong with the whole country. Spirit Girl wants to know, how about some Dixie Chicks? Problem is, I don't control the music here. Charlie Daniels, let's see if I can get through this before the break. Charlie Daniels says, I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but to me, I think Hispanic people in this country legally or illegally make a huge public relations mistake with their recent demonstrations. I don't blame anybody in the world for wanting to come to the United States of America, as it is truly a wonderful place. But when the first thing you do when you set foot on American soil is illegal, it's flat out wrong, and I don't care how many la-la land leftheads come out of the woodwork and start trying to give me sensitivity lessons. I don't need sensitivity lessons. In fact, I don't have anything against Mexicans at all. I just have something against criminals, and anyone who comes into this country illegally is a criminal. And if you don't believe it, try coming into America from a foreign country without a passport and see how far you get. What disturbs me, Daniel continues, about the demonstrations is that it was tantamount to saying, I'm going to come into your country even if it means breaking your laws and there is not a damn thing you can do about it. It's an in-your-face action, speaking just for me. I don't like it one little bit. And if there were half a dozen pair of gonads in Washington bigger than the English peas, it wouldn't be happening. Where are you, you bunch of lily-livered, panty-waist, fork-tongued, sorry excuses for defenders of the Constitution? Have you been drinking the water out of the Potomac again? And even if you pass a bill on immigration, it'll probably be so pork-laden and watered down that it won't mean anything anyway. Besides, what good is another law going to do when you won't enforce the ones on the books now? Whatever happened to the polls, guys? I thought you folks were the quintessential finger-wetters. Well, you sure ain't paying any attention to the polls this time, because somewhere around 80% of Americans want something done about this mess. And mess it is, and it's getting bigger every day. This is no longer a problem. It's a dilemma and headed for being a tragedy. Do you honestly think that what happened in France with the Muslims can't happen here with the businesses who hire these people finally run out of jobs and a few million disillusioned Hispanics take to the streets? If you, Mr. President, congressmen, and senators knuckle under on this and refuse to do something meaningful, it means you can care nothing for the kind of country your children and grandchildren will inherit. But I guess that doesn't matter as long as you get reelected. Shame on you. One of the big problems in America today is that if you have the nerve to say anything derogatory about any group of people except Christians, you're going to be screamed at by the media and called a racist, a bigot, and anything else they can think of to call you. Well, I've been pounded by the media before, Charlie Daniels says, and I'm still rocking and rolling, and when it comes to speaking the truth, I fear not. And the truth is that the gutless, gonadless, milksop politicians are just about to sell out the United States of America because they don't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and face reality. And reality is that we would never allow any other group of people to have 12 million illegal in this country and turn around and say, oh, it's okay, y'all can stay here if you just allow us to slap your wrist. And I know that some of you are listening to this column are saying, well, what's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. These people could be from Mars as far as we know. We don't know who they are, where they are, or what they're up to, and what Congress is not going to do about it. Does it make sense to you? Not to me. Hey, stick around. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break. We've got some other directions to go in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
She came from Providence, born in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father came across the sea. She heard about a place people were smiling. They spoke about the red man's ways, how they
welcome back, my friends, to the second half hour of The Flip Side for this Tuesday evening. As I mentioned to you during the last segment, it was not my intent to move in the direction I have tonight, tonight's program. Although I believe it is amongst the most important topics of our era. And, no, not today, Hef. It'll be in a few more days. I said in a few more days I'll be starting my 60th decade, or 6th decade. Good God, 60th. This hour, as most of you are aware of, is brought to you in part, mostly in part, by the Republic Trading Group. As I opened the chat room early this hour, and for those of you who joined us late, our chat room is open. My chat room is open while I'm on the air at www.federalobserver.com. And one of the people came in the room and asked, because typically on Tuesdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network, we will put together a special gold and silver or mixed package for those of our clients who are interested in owning gold and silver and have the wherewithal, et cetera, et cetera. and asked why we never put slabbed offerings together. It's not that we don't. We just generally don't do them on the air. We have clients that want to buy certified slab coins, and those who buy from us say we're it's pretty hard for anybody to beat our prices on it. And, yeah, you're right, Jammer. Well, you know, I don't worry about it. Seven decades, six decades, who cares? And, you know, we just kind of go from there. There's some interesting conversations going on. There's discussion about Ernst Sundell, of course, has been put in prison, sentenced to 5 years in prison for his denial of the Holocaust. In other words, he does not go along with the official version. And I got to tell you, the fact that Sundell was kidnapped in the crooked, rotten, vile, filthy, underhanded ways that he was, and then scooted off to Germany to rot in a cold, damp, dark cell with probably poor medical attention and everything else for as many years as he did. And I have to tell you, it is appalling for one to even raise a question about the validity of the holy cost, as I like to call it, because to a certain group of people, it is holy, and it costs all the rest of us. The chosen people, yeah, chosen to drive the rest of us nuts till eternity. These are the kind of conversations that are moving on. Al Martin has been a guest on this network many times. Usually when he comes on with Robbie. And I feel the same way about you, kid. But it's one of the guys that's in the chat room, Nevada Ace, he and I have had some pretty heated arguments about the Holocaust discussions. And I just, I don't disagree with him, and I've told him that. I believe, however, unfortunately, there becomes a time and a place because the average American just doesn't get it. They've bought into this garbage for so many years, and yet to this very day, nobody's got the gonads to talk about the mayhem and the death and the destruction perpetrated upon the Ukrainians and other Russians under Stalin's regime. And even if the numbers that we have purportedly been told are true, if under the guise and direction of one Herr Schicklgruber, better known as Adolf Hitler, even if all of those numbers were true, or one-tenth of those numbers were true, or if five times those numbers were true, or it still doesn't tally up to the death and the destruction and the murderous ways of Joseph Stalin. One doesn't make another any better or any worse. But I'm sick and tired of the bold-faced lies. I'm sick and tired of the deceit perpetrated by the self-serving Oy Vey crowd over the 6 million, the tattoos, hey. Tattoo? He was a little guy on Fantasy Island.
The plane, boss, the plane.
Never mind. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you'll never get it anyway. Scott Gillette, writing in the Ether Zone yesterday. In a column entitled, What Gold Tells Us, that inflation is coming. Inflation is coming. He talks about something called supply side economics. Oh, you all remember that, don't you? He said supply-side economics is generally associated with President Reagan's tax cuts, and that is how the term became popularized. But the term means a whole lot more. It postulates that an economy can grow only by improving the availability of all economic, by improving the ability of all economic factors to supply or produce more goods and services. Indeed, the more forgotten part of Reaganomics encompassed not only marginal tax rate reductions to spur supply, but also a monetary policy aimed at preserving the value of money, along with free trade policies and generally less intrusive government. I remember Reagan's inaugural speech in 1980, where, in fact, he talked, and this is going to be not the exact words, but in effect, he told us at that point in time that government is not the solution to the problems we have in this nation, but that government, in fact, is the problem. A stable society is required for supply-side growth. Stable society. We do not have that today. Technology and innovation promotes growth as well, but more than anything else, economic policies by the government can hinder or promote growth. Ooh! Economic policies by the government can hinder or promote growth. Ain't it interesting that it seems to always hinder it? More than anything else, economic policies by the government can hinder or promote growth. The policies of low taxation, a sound and stable currency, and free or freer trade have been proven time and time and time again to unleash the creative energies inherent within our society. Indeed, supply-side economics is the only way for the billions of people who live in absolute poverty around the world to escape that fate. Oy vey! Supply-siders also believe that inflation occurs when too much money chases too few goods. You see, my friends, inflation is like a school of termites eating away at an economy. It reduces the value of all inherent wealth. It disrupts the pre-existing relationships between creditors and debtors. And finally, inflation reduces the incentive for work or savings or the ability to invest. And making matters worse, it puts people into higher tax brackets. Although supply-siders are in agreement in principle about all of these things, the devil is in the details. Supply-siders are now split about whether inflation is on the horizon. Some supply-siders use gold as the primary and final indicator as to whether inflation is coming. Other supply-siders, such as Jerry Bowyer, B-O-W-Y-E-R, use a plethora of indicators. He says, quote, other commodities, bonds, interest rates, and even stocks, end quote. But I submit to you this evening that gold says inflation is coming. But the bond markets and interest rates indicate that inflation is not coming. And so who, I ask you, is right? Good evening, Babsy. Welcome to the program. Our author continues by saying, I believe that gold signals inflation. But Bowyer believes the inflation will be far less serious. A former radio host in Pittsburgh, he became a supply-sider when he realized how well that model explains economic behavior. He wrote a book entitled The Bush Boom, which correctly predicted that the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts would promote a new wave of growth in the U.S. His argument that inflation should remain tame can be found elsewhere, but not on this program tonight. Bowyer made three major points. First, he pointed out correctly that the inflation numbers have not climbed significantly between the rise of gold between '02 and today. Secondly, the price of gold has increased because of demand for jewelry in India and China and its appeal in risky times. Finally, gold is a decent long-term inflation indicator, but not a good short-term one. And the gold price alone is not the final determinant of inflation. Bowyer considers gold to be instructive, but only part of a set of other indicators. And this conforms with his view that the markets are not omniscient, but scient, in that they do a good job in figuring out the value of things based on the information at hand. Roman strings. I like the other kind. Hey, I know Mushy's out there listening tonight. I want some of that Wailing Wall strings. Bowyer says the gold will give you some useful knowledge about inflation, but it is absolutely not a reliable indicator in and of itself. Now, that could be looked upon as a careful argument, but in an effort to be judicious, Bowyer reflects uncertainty about what gold really means. Oh, he probably runs out and buys a necklace to hang around his wife's neck, 10-carat junk at Kmart, Walmart, etc. How useful can gold be if it's not that reliable? What does make gold so important as a barometer of monetary condition? Because, number one, because gold means so much. Back when we were cavemen, human beings exchanged goods and services with one another. As civilization developed, a barter economy grew until it was decided that a medium of exchange was needed to vastly improve the efficiency of the exchange of goods. What would one use? Something easy to carry around, I guess. Relatively rare and nice to behold. Huh? Though paper money was used as a convenience, being lighter and less bulky, the value of the paper was always backed by gold, in the early days at least. And that, of course, continued to serve as the best unit of account. Gold has been a best source of value, my friends, for thousands of years, and everyone knows that it will continue to be so. But what is inflation? Inflation, to put it so simply, is the destruction of a currency's value. That is why a change in the gold price is, in the final analysis, a change in the value of a dollar, or a piaster, or a ruble, or a shekel. Ladies and gentlemen, the destruction of a currency's value, that is what inflation is. That's why gold will withstand the comings and the goings and the birth and the death and the destruction of all currencies. It's not a religion. This is history. Robert Jastrom wrote a book called A Golden Constant, which you can buy used at Amazon.com. Get this. For the cost of about 1.5 ounces of gold. That's right, $970 for this book on Amazon. But what I'm going to share with you tonight will save you $970. Because here's what his basic point is, and I give it to you for free. It takes time, but the value of a currency always adjusts itself to gold. Not the other way around. If that is the story of England and the United States for the past 500 years, you can bet it will be for the foreseeable future as well. Global central banks have left the gold standard, at least on the surface. They, of course, are the ones who still hold most of the gold. The world economy has never left the gold standard. Not really. And that discrepancy must be addressed in order for the promise of globalization to be fulfilled. Terminus says paper money will come in useful when the you-know-what hits the fan. Yes, it will. And I agree with your other reason, because at that point, toilet paper will be so scarce. Stuff's a little scratchy, though. Watch out for those paper cuts. Our author says he learned The importance of gold is an indicator from Jude Wanniski. He noticed that everything he predicted in 1978 about the world's political economy in his book that The Way the World Works has come to pass. And when Jude focused on monetary issues, he was right on in his forecast because he used this model rooted in thousands of years of human history instead of this supply-side economic nonsense. Stick around. I'll be back with you in a couple of moments with some closing comments.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Yeah, a little Carlos Santana. Now, see, I like coming back from a break with some more upbeat music like that. I don't want to come back from a break with that sleepy stuff that knocks you out. Give me some Santana, some upbeat Dixie Chicks, things of that nature. Welcome back to the final few minutes of the flip side. Glad to have been here with you. We've pretty much run short of time. I'll not really be able to finish my commentary, but I do want to share with you. We offered had an offer earlier today. One of my favorite fractional gold coins are those in the Netherlands. They are a heavy fifth-ounce coin that we pretty much buy for the same money as the regular fifth-ounce coins. And at RBN, over at Republic Trading Group, we've got a spectacular offering on these again this week. And that's because I made a very large commitment. And that commitment is to save you money to put a great gold product into your hand. And the package we picked up again this week are the Netherland 10 guilders, the Dutch 10 guilders. These are brilliant uncirculated coins. They've never been put out there in circulation. They stopped minting these about 1932. The last coins for commerce minted in the Netherlands, depicting Queen Wilhelmina. I say, they're the heavy fifth-ounce coins out of Europe. A couple of interesting offers today. Right now, I did some calculations earlier today. These coins should be selling for about $145 to $147 a piece right now. We've got two packages available. And, yeah, we'll take care of you. Smaller purchases, larger purchases, we'll work with you. We do have a 25-pack offering this week of brilliant uncirculated Netherland 10 guilders, all pre-33, all exempt from confiscatory policy. They're going to come to you in a tube, $3,537 plus the shipping. And you know here it's a flat $15 shipping from this particular supplier. If you're interested in jumping on and grabbing 100 pieces, $14,058. With either of those two purchases, of course, if you've not already done so, you will automatically get a free one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. That's a $120 value that that is being comped to you from RBN and Republic Trading Group. Like I say, you want to buy 5 coins, 10 coins, 100, 1,000 coins, you give us a call. We will work with you to fill your needs. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call us, 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. And let us know you want to talk to us about Chapman's Dutch Guilder package for the week of February the 20th. And Robbie and I'd be glad to fill your bill. Got some folks to talk with. Hey, you guys in the chat room have been great tonight. We've had 27, 28 people in here tonight. Thanks, Gringo. It's always glad to have you up here in the room. Montico says Rothschild should pay us $150 trillion a day for that Holohawks thing. And thanks to all of you guys. You guys help make it a good show, and that's the reason I like the chat room. These are some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. And some of you folks like Warhawk and Omega and Hippie Biker, some of you guys have been with me for a number of years. You know, these have really been very good-sized rooms. There's only been a couple of times we got up into the 30s. That may not sound like a lot to some of you folks. For a chat room, that's a lot, and there's good conversation that go on. Most of the time, they're following the flow of the conversation. Hey, I guess the music man said it's time to get on out of here. Ain't worried about Jeff's blues, worried about my own. Listen, you guys take care. Stay in touch. Give us a holler. Don't forget Thursday night with Bill O'Brien. Give us a call on your gold and silver needs tonight if you'd like. 1-800-691-7898. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, who will be back behind the mic again tomorrow, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.